I want to welcome Dr. David Ayodevia. I'm the only guy in town who can pronounce his name because I knew him from back in the day. How are you, sir?
Fine, Jimmy.
Hi. Good to have you in here. I'm Jimmy for him. See, people are going to get a kick.
Jim.
It's like having my cousin here. Now, we had never met. I'll tell the story real quick. We had never met. I went to school with his sister, Valerie, and that was junior high school, so that was in the 30s probably. And Valerie, if you're listening, you know, no offense. And we didn't realize we knew each other, and we were booking guests through Dr. Ayodevia for all kinds of astrology. I always do that. Astronomy, UFO experts, all this kind of stuff. And then I said, you know what? You have a book. You have a lot of stuff going on, so I'm going to just have you come in. And that's why he came in here. So then we started realizing that we grew up about 2 miles from each other, apparently, back in Rhode Island. So if you hear that accent, that's what it is. A lot of you guys know him from Pima Community College. How long have you been teaching them?
24 years.
Oh, my. 24 years. Jeez, after I'm here 24. No, I'm going to die here, probably. You've been kind. You invited me twice to speak to your honors class. What a great, great group of kids you have there. And I can say kids because, you know, very, very nice. And you're pretty intense. So I want to just, we don't have forever, but I want you to just walk me through a little bit stuff that I already know about you. I've seen you. I mean, how did you get to where you are now and the interest you have? I have your book in front of me. I want to make sure we mention that as well.
Well, years ago, I was happily working in Rhode Island and decided that I needed a change to actually pursue my professional interest. And I ended up at the Multiple Mirror Telescope at the University of Arizona and Smithsonian Facility. And that was a temporary position, but that was enough to get me out of Rhode Island. Because you know how it is in Rhode Island.
You get your foot in the door. That's over here anyway.
So I came out, and when that position ended, the college picked me up and hired me, and I've been there ever since. My interests have always been the same. I'm an astronomer. I teach physics and astronomy at the college. I'm a pilot. I had a plane for a number of years, 12 years, and it became too expensive, and I traded that in for the boat, which you're familiar with.
every inch of it.
Inch of it. And that's essentially it in a nutshell.
Well, for those who, let me quickly embarrass myself, I've started coastal companies, ocean companies, everything. 10 minutes on his boat, and I was throwing up all over the place like a rookie in front of everybody, my family, your special people. But anyway, I want to ask you about the book and about these symbols. Tell us what I see in front of me, that it all started with this package, why you wrote this book, what this is all about. Now, I know you well enough to know you're real noncommittal. If anyone thinks you're going to say, yes, UFOs exist, or no, they don't, or this or that, so you make people think for themselves. That's a great thing for a teacher, terrible for a talk show host. But tell me about the books specifically and the symbol and how you thought that this would be something that would really get people's attention.
Well, it's interesting. One day I was flying to San Diego, and over Gila Bend, happened to look out the window, and it sort of flies around the Barry Goldwater test range, military range. And I looked out the window, and I noticed the symbol that's on the cover of my book. I mean, that really exists. And as it turns out, well, I'm not going to say too much because people want to read the book to find out. But that symbol really exists, and there's a number of them. And I do some work in archaeoastronomy, which is to go back and look at ancient sites to see if there's significance in the alignment of buildings. And so I'm always interested when I see something out of the ordinary. And this gave me an idea for a book. And the book is based around that. Also, when I was researching the topic for my honors class 2 years ago, this guy's name kept popping up, Townsend Brown. And he's a real scientist, he was. And he was sort of on the outskirts of science, doing things that the normal scientific community wouldn't deal with. But to put things in perspective, one of his ideas, which became classified, but people know it as the ionic breeze air purifier system, this idea of an asymmetrical capacitor and causing an airflow. And so his idea is the basis around which the book plus the symbols, and I married the two ideas together, and it's a cute little story, and I think people will enjoy it. And so I hope they do, anyway.
Of Stranger Things, and where can they get that?
Of Stranger Things, available on Amazon.com.
And I got to tell you, there's so much to talk about that we can get into. And I'm going to take a real quick break because I want to ask you about the way people cover unusual stories. We've talked about this privately. I've talked about this at your class a little bit. You have strong opinions on it. Basically, a lot of things are sort of poo-pooed and pushed aside and all that. And we've had, and I'm sure you're aware because I think you're the one who told me, that they at the press club recently had that whole all the pilots and all the folks getting together to say, please go look back at some of these cases and all that. So I want to touch on that if I could. It's 9:15. We're going to take this break. We'll be right back.